This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government and the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, agreed to amend bill related to Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for Enforced Disappeared Persons. Recommendation Committee recommends office bearers for the two commissions. Seven techers are missing while trekking to Annapurna Base Camp, and Houthi rebel attack on a military camp kills at least 60 Yemeni soldiers. Now the news in detail. Senior leaders of the top political parties have agreed to prepare the bill on transitional justice mechanism. The meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar among Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and Nepali Congress President Sherbhadra Dewa agreed to amend the bill on the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Commission for the Truth and Reconciliation. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader informed that the top leaders forced the consensus on tabling the bill on the Commission for the Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Person and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the Parliament in the ongoing winter session. Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak said the meeting decided to present the bill based on the suggestions garnered from all the seven provinces of the country. Meanwhile, the recommendation committee formed under the chairmanship of former Chief Justice Om Prakash Mishra has recommended names for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation for Enforced Disappeared Persons. The officials in the two commissions have remained vacant. The post rather in the two commissions have remained vacant for the past 9 months. The committee made the recommendations to the government yesterday through Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Bhanu Bhakta Thakal. The committee has recommended Dr. Ganesh Datta Bhatta as the chairperson for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Yuvaraj Zubedi as the chair of the Investigation for Enforced Disappeared Persons Commission. Recommendation Committee's member Sarmila Karki confirmed that the five members had been recommended in each commission and the names were submitted to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers through the Ministry of Law. Minister for Water Resources and Energy, Barshaman Pun, has said that the country's traditional practices should be revised without destroying its identity. Inaugurating the Magar Attire competition at Khorai in Dang yesterday, Pun said that practices should be revamped in a new fashion without destroying the customs followed by the ancestors. He said people from various communities in the country should take ownership of each other's arts and culture and festivals as it formed entire nation's identity. On a different note, Minister Pun said that the government had upped its activities for electrification and 40 districts in the country would be fully electrified under the first phase. Seven trekkers, including four Korean nationals who had been trekking to Annapurna Base Camp, have been out of contact following a heavy snowfall in the region. Deputy Superintendent of the Police at a District Police Office Kaski, Dan Bahadur Kargi, said five people, including one Nepali citizen, had been rescued from the Annapurna Base Camp. The police further said that 30 people had been rescued from the region. The police informed that the rescue efforts were facing difficulties due to excessive cold. The police also said that there could be more Nepali nationals stranded in the region. Minister for Land Reform, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Padma Kumari Arial has said productivity of land must be increased to contribute to the economic prosperity of the country. Addressing a progress review seminar on the performance of land revenue and land reform and survey offices of 2019-20 fiscal year in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Arial said land management was the first condition for building prosperous Nepal. According to the minister, Land Use Act has been amended for the 8th time to ensure justice to the downtrodden people with scientific land management. She assured that the amendment would solve the problems of landless squatters and unmanaged settlements. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said community schools must be strengthened. At a seminar on community school reform organized by Gaushala Municipality in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pokhrel viewed that the time had come to link education to skills to contribute to the national development. The minister stressed on the scientific and technical education, saying education for a namesake and for the certificate did not be a success. The minister further said seminar would be held at all 753 local levels and suggestions garnered from the seminars would be useful to bring reform in the current education system. Spokesperson of the ruling Communist Party, Naren Kaji Swesta, has said that the party will take the final decision soon on the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Speaking at a program organized by press organization Magdi Chapter yesterday, the party spokesperson Swesta said the decision on MCC would be made keeping nationalism at the center, stating that the party secretariat meeting had been directed to take appropriate decision on MCC. He added the forthcoming meeting would make the final decision on it. On a different note, the Communist Party spokesperson said even the deadlock on the Speaker of the House of Representatives would end soon. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Lek Rajpata has said the country still faces the challenges of corruption and wrong intention. He further said the government was committed to wipe out corruption, ensuring prosperity of the region. Addressing a function organized to mark the 51st Memorial Day of founder Brahma Kumar Baba of the Brahma Kumari Divine University in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhatta said negative thoughts could not lead to prosperity and development. Mountainous regions of the far western province and Karnali province have received the heaviest snowfall in last 22 years. Our correspondent there said the continuous snowfall for a week had put the normal life out of gear. Due to snowfall, commuting to and from Bajura, Humla, Mugu and Kalikot had been difficult. Even flights from Nepalganj to high mountainous regions have been adversely affected. Meanwhile, the weather from today would see gradual improvement with western disturbances becoming weaker. Visit Nepal Year 2020 has been inaugurated in Malta and Northern Ireland amid different programs. At an event organized in coordination with the Nepali Embassy in London and attended by various Nepali organizations there, Nepal's ambassador to the United Kingdom, Dr. Durga Bahadur Subedi, said that the aim of sending 100,000 tourists from the United Kingdom could be achieved only with the help of the non-resident Nepalese. Likewise, a rally was taken out in coordination with the Transport Department of Malta, holding posters featuring Visit Nepal Year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. 60 military personnel have died and dozens injured when Houthi rebels attacked a military training camp in the Yemeni city of Marib on Saturday. Sources said the attack was carried out with ballistic missiles and drones. A proxy war has been playing out in Yemen between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The Saudi-led coalition intervened in 2015, backing government forces fighting the Iran-allied Houthis. Iran has repeatedly denied supplying weapons to the Houthis. Iran-aligned Houthis did not immediately claim responsibility for the attack. Dozens of people have been wounded after security forces used tear gas and water cannon to disperse crowds of anti-government protesters in Lebanon. The protesters were trying to reach Martyrs Square, the hub of a month-long protest movement in Lebanon, calling for changes to country's political and financial systems. On Saturday, demonstrators set out from various spots in the capital, Beirut, in a march towards the city center under the slogan, "We won't pay the price." But before they all converged near the road leading to Parliament, dozens of protesters flung roads, traffic signs and tree branches at security forces guarding the institution. Security forces sprayed young men with water cannon and lobbed tear gas over a metal fence to disperse remaining protesters on the wet tarmac. The Red Cross said that more than 160 people from both sides were wounded in the clashes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region along with the central and western hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 16.2 degrees Celsius and minimum of 5.9 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government and the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, agreed to amend bill related to Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission for Enforced Disappeared Persons. Recommendation Committee recommends office bearers for the two commissions. Seven trekkers missing while trekking to Annapurna Base Camp and Houthi rebel attack on military camp kills at least 60 Yemeni soldiers. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.